It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. You know, last week I talked about how a nutritionist becomes licensed in Minnesota. So just to remind listeners, to practice nutrition, you need to be licensed. So to qualify to become licensed, you must either have a master's degree in nutrition or be a registered dietitian. So, you know, I'm really proud of the fact that I was one of the first nutritionists licensed in the state of Minnesota. And actually in 2006, Governor Pawlenty, he appointed me to the Board of Dietetics and Nutrition Practice. So I'm kind of on that little bit of governing board now. And so we meet every quarter and look at qualifications for people. So today, we have a very interesting show planned. Our co-host is Deb Reeves, who along with her husband, Larry, have taken many of our classes, and she is passionate about telling people the benefits her family has experienced from our information. You know, Deb is a nurse, she's a wife, she's a mother, she's a creator of wonderful baby gifts, bibs that really work, and you don't have to worry that they're going to have lead in them. You know, some of those that come from China have lead, which was shocking to me when I found that out. So, Deb, welcome today. And before we even start, I wanted you to tell everybody about Larry's blood chemistry results.
Oh, thanks for inviting me, Dar. It's a thrill to be here. I'm so excited about this show today, and I'd be happy to tell you about Larry's lab results. You know, he was so unhealthy and so out of control. And I've been on the show before and explaining the scenario. I mean, I was just devastated with how his health was going. And just by taking Jumpstart Your Metabolism, mind you, a 2-hour course,
And that was about 5-6 years ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And just by doing what we learned in the course, his triglycerides went from 1,300.
And what is normal?
Well, you like to see them lower, quite a bit lower, but under 200.
Yes.
And his went from 1,300 to 200, a little under 200.
In how long?
Oh, like less than 2 months.
Wow.
It was just incredible. I mean, just by following your guidelines and changing what we put in our mouths, incredible. His cholesterol was 260. And it went down to 140.
And everybody knows that that's good.
Yeah. And his good cholesterol went up. It went from 24 to 42. Now, this was just 2 hours. Here's a man that was slated to go on insulin. That's how bad his health had gotten.
So and, actually, his glucose numbers were bad, too, weren't they?
Oh, his fasting. Was it 240, his fasting? And then it's down into the low 100s.
Yes.
And he's maintained this.
Yes.
Just by following your guidelines. You know, when the medical profession was adding another pill every time we went, and now it was going to be insulin. It was so scary. And then telling me that my husband would have a heart attack. It wasn't if. It was just a matter of when he would. And at that time, we were both in our early 40s. And that was just, when you have 4 kids, mm-hmm. and this is a man that you absolutely adore, and you see his health going from bad to worse. And here's a man snacking on diet pop and pretzels.
And in the past.
Yeah. And thinking that I was doing the right thing. And so by going, your course was a last resort. That was before insulin. And so now he doesn't take anything.
He doesn't take any medication.
As you've seen with his graph from his lab results, all of his numbers are still maintained.
Yes. It's amazing. Just a little bit of information is just amazing, isn't it, Deb?
Oh, it's life-changing, Dar. And I thank you once again for saving his life, because I don't know what I would have done had I not stumbled across Weight and Wellness, and it's particularly Jumpstart Your Metabolism, 2 hours that will change your life.
So, Deb, You know, I want to talk a little bit about you, because I buy these all the time from you, because, you know, our staff, we have babies going all the time, and you actually make these bibs, and you put them in a bucket, and you call them what?
Well, they're called Joeys, and how it got started was I had a baby that drooled, and he spit up, and, you know, what's a bib? Just a piece of fabric, and it goes on to the next piece of fabric that he's wearing or my clothes, and so I designed a bib after several protocols. In fact, I woke Larry up in the middle of the night. I go, look. I came up with it. And it's a reversible bib with a pocket that always stays open, made of soft fabric. And they will never wear out. There's nothing on them to wear out. Your grandchildren use these.
Oh, yes. We use them all the time. We used them last Sunday, certainly. Yes.
Oh,
and they're great.
And I put them in for like a deluxe baby shower gift. I put some bibs and I make a huge hooded towel out of the thickest terry cloth I can find, and I put it in a galvanized bucket. So to me, our power went out during an ice storm, and I bathed my baby in a bucket. And, well, it works out good because they're not going to slide anywhere. They're kind of sitting up, so they're easier to hold. And so now I put my baby gifts in a galvanized bucket that you can use to bathe the baby. Or who doesn't need a good pail?
Oh, I agree.
Little old fashioned.
Later in the show, we're actually going to give out Deb's email and her cell phone number. So if you ever want to order a wonderful shower gift, which I have done many times, and they're just great. And the moms really like these because they even have little breast pads in them, don't they?
I do. I put breast pads in, and I've even been putting in like the little caps that they give in the nursery. So if you have a pink baby or a girl, it'll be a pink hat, or a boy, or I can customize them. I mean, if you have something, favorite color that you really like, just let me know.
Okay, so that's great.
Thank you.
So, you know, many of you, you know, I think, you know, most people that listen to the show, you know, they know that I really have passion about nutrition, and that I believe nutrition, you know, what you eat and what you drink is a core of your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, and even your spiritual health. So Deb wanted to come on the show because she wanted to have listeners get to know me a little bit more on a personal level. So she's going to ask me questions and interview me, and I'm going to answer them as much as I can. You know, I'm really the person when I'm in the counseling chair, I'm always liking to ask the questions. So we're having a little bit of a role reversal here
today. I get
today
to turn the tables on
you,
Dar. Well, you know, last week, Dar, you talked about a grocery carryout man trying to tell you what type of nutrition to practice. It seems like everybody thinks that he or she is a nutritionist.
Oh, I agree.
So, Dar, with all the information in the media, why do we need a nutritionist?
You know, there's a lot of information, you know, that people believe is based on advertising from large food companies. And that's where we get a lot of people get their nutritional information, you know, and these companies, their goal is to increase profits, not help people feel better. So each year, these company stockholders want a bigger profit. So they need to sell more food, so they create advertising campaigns that make the product seem very appealing. And, you know, health is very appealing to people these days. And so they're advertising and they're promoting campaigns. You know, they become very touchy-feely and very health oriented. But, you know, let's face it, you won't achieve health with low fat, high sugar eating. You know, I think a good example of that is diet soda. You know, we know now that diet soda, all the research is showing us, leads to insulin resistance, weight gain, metabolic syndrome, but they advertise diet soda as a way to lose weight. Kind of, does that make sense to people? You know, and I think we start to believe it because we see ad after ad after ad that tells us this. You know, millions of dollars are spent convincing us. But, you know, we have really known it at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We've known that soda is one of the leading causes of osteoporosis. I see this every day. Women coming in with osteoporosis, and you look back at their history, and they've had a history of drinking 4, 5, 6 cans of Diet Pop a day. And their bones are breaking, and they're just crumbling. And we also know that we know that people over the last 20 years are continuing to gain weight. So, and they're drinking all this Diet Pop. So, you know, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, Deb? You know, we promote all this low-fat, you know, kind of artificial products, and all these are designed for weight loss, we think, or health, I guess, but 67% of the population is overweight. So isn't that interesting?
Well, they help you lose something. They help you lose your health. That's for sure. Now, Dar, you had spoke of Diet Pop before and the amount of chemicals in Diet Pop.
Oh, just, you know, read the label. In fact, most people can't read the label because they can't pronounce all those words. And, you know, you've got the artificial, you've got the phosphates, you've got all those things that really break down bones, but they also cause insulin resistance. And I've had client after client after client that once they stop drinking Diet Pop, they lose 30, 40, 50 pounds very quickly just because of all the fluid that they were holding. And that's reality. That's what it works. So if my voice is a little off today, it's because I'm kind of fighting this bug, but that's from the grandchild, you know.
They have a way of doing that.
Yes.
Now, Dar, I have another question for you.
More questions.
Oh, I have a ton of them. So get yourself comfortable. You're in the hot seat today. If a person got all the correct information, would they still benefit, do you think, from seeing a nutritionist?
Oh, yes, I do. But you know what, Deb? We're going to take a break first. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you've been a client, a class member, or a Dishing Up Nutrition listener, you know, and you've made some changes in your health, and you've improved your health, and you want to tell us about it, you know, just call us, because we'd love to hear your success story. And because success stories, it's just like Larry's results. That's inspiring to other people. And, you know, if it works for Larry, it's going to work for other people.
That's
so
true.
Our number here today is 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is sponsored by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. My name is Debbie Reeves, and I'm a nurse and a client, and I've changed my family's health through information from Nutritional Weight and Wellness. I'm here today with Dar Kvist, licensed nutritionist who practices therapeutic nutrition.
So, Deb, you were talking before we went on air about a class that you took about from Coastal Seafoods. They've been a guest on our show talking about how to pick good fish. And just tell listeners a little bit about your experience that you had with taking their classes.
Oh, sure. I heard about their classes through your show. And so I asked Larry, I said, you know, a great Christmas present would be to be able to go to attend their classes. And so I went to their basic and their advanced. And I have to tell you, you know, that's the only protein other than the whey protein. I don't eat red meat and I don't eat chicken. So fish is pretty much for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned, Dar, is that I have never cooked a piece of fish right in my entire life.
I think that's true for many people in Minnesota. We don't know how to cook fish.
Oh, it was a wonderful, wonderful class. I highly recommend it.
And you know, Deb, this is so interesting how conversations come up as we talk about things, because one of the things as I was thinking about as I was driving to the show is that I need to put more fish recipes in our cookbook that we're working on, and I need to know exactly how to cook some of those and explain them in ways that are simple. And here you bring up today the very topic about how much you learned from these classes. So guess who's going to sign up? I'm going to sign up for those classes, too.
It was wonderful. And they show you how to pick out fish and all about fish. And it was just...
Well, we gave them a nice little commercial here. But, it's nice to have a way to cook foods that are healthy for people and good foods. And we know that their fish is excellent. So, you know,
hey,
we have tons of callers on the line today.
Oh, good.
Hi, Joseph. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have some questions for us or a comment?
I do. I have a question about the classes, but first I want to make a comment. I work in an office that used to be frequented by one of your employees.
Uh-huh.
And she would come in on a regular basis for about 9 months. I guess you can kind of figure out what office I work in. And she convinced me to go off diet pop. You know, she'd come in and she'd say, did you go off it yet? And finally I did, and I immediately lost like 17 pounds.
Wow.
Wow, that's a great testimonial.
Just from going off. So on Monday, my partner and I are going to start your class in St. Paul.
Wonderful.
And about 10 years ago, I lost 220 pounds via the bypass surgery,
mm-hmm.
gained about 40 of it back, and then stayed here at the 180-pound weight loss for about maybe 6 years, and have ADD, and he's got lots of acid stomach, heartburn, really severe stuff going on.
And we deal with all those things in our class.
What I'm wondering about is, I'm pretty convinced that we should also do a session with you, you know, where you make up food plans and stuff.
I think it makes sense, yes.
Can you tell us the difference, because I know he's listening, and I want to sell him on it. you know, what we would get more out of seeing you for a session along with the class than just going to the class?
Well, because you'll walk out of there with the session, you'll know exactly what foods that you should be eating. Now, there may be some things that are not healthy that are still healthy foods, but they're not healthy for you. I mean, some people have to eliminate dairy products, say.
Right.
They're still healthy foods, but for some people, they just can't digest them. So when we go through the health history, we'll be able to tell you, each of you, what's going to be the best choices. And then you can gather the information from the class, and it'll be a win-win. And it's a great way to go.
So and we should probably do the individual session as soon as possible.
I think it would be a great idea. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. We'll do that.
Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate
Alrighty.
The call.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So let's... Hi, Lucy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question? Lucy?
Hello?
Hi there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if... Hi. This is somewhat off topic, but it's all connected to what you talk about every week.
Okay.
I'm wondering how it is that Anna... And I'm not in my kitchen right now, so I don't have anything to refer to.
Okay.
But many foods that you have in your house or in the grocery store, it will say zero trans fats or no trans fats. But when you flip it over and look at the ingredients on the back panel, it will include, and oftentimes in the beginning first four or five ingredients, either hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oil. And
yes.
Is that not, in fact, where trans fat comes from?
You are a great listener, and you know the stuff. So,
yeah, and it sort of makes me crazy how they can do that.
Well, you know what they did is legally they can do that because if the serving size has less than a half a gram of trans fat in it, they can list it as zero trans fats. But the serving size might be two. If it's chips, or it might be four,
yeah.
But whoever stops with four chips, that's the question.
Yeah, I never even start because...
No, I mean, yeah. And that's true for me, too. I wouldn't start either because I wouldn't stop, but agreed. You know, so it's the way that they're getting around the labeling law. I mean, that's basically what they're doing.
Because that stuff stays in your system for a good long while.
Yes.
Does it ever leave your system?
It does eventually, but it takes, probably a year of just eliminating it before you can really get rid of it all out of your cells. So,
yes. Okay. Excellent. Thank you ever so much, because that's been confusing me for some time.
No, that's a great question.
And I appreciate your program. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for listening.
Bye.
You know,
bye-bye.
Dara, there's other ways that I see that they hide trans fat, like calling it vegetable shortening. Now, that sounds healthier than partially hydrogenated or fully hydrogenated.
Mm-hmm. But it's still a very damaged, refined oil. And so, but you'd never find that in broccoli, do you? Or
no.
You don't find that in olive oil.
No.
And so... You know, it's going back to the choice. So I think, Deb, we're going to take one more caller here. Hi, Julie. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I took the 6-week weight and wellness series about a year ago, and my husband, part of hearing Larry's story helped my husband agree to go in for a consult with Wendy Cates Dancer, and he's now off of his Tricor medication, and his cholesterol levels are normal. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much for calling.
Oh, thank you for sharing. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
See, you know, Deb, look at the influence that you and Larry have over a lot of people. It's amazing because, but it worked for you.
And we now have a six-month-old daughter, and we're trying to start her out on a healthy pattern of eating. We started her out last week on organic egg yolk with a little sea salt using the Nourishing Traditions recipe.
Yep.
She is great. She ate it. Everything's fine. But we have two nurses in our family who have called me concerned because she's eating organic egg yolk, and they're worried that it will increase her risk of an egg allergy. Now, I trust Nutritional Weight and Wellness with all of our health, but how do I respond to educated nurses who we really respect in an intelligent way?
Well, I think the thing that you say to them is that people that usually develop an egg allergy, it is to the protein, which is more in the egg white than it is in the egg yolk. And so the egg yolk is mostly good, healthy, and a lot of it is omega-3 fatty acid. So it's the same fat that we have in our brain. So it's going to develop more brain power for your baby. And, it's very rare for people to develop that egg sensitivity with an egg yolk. So just tell them you're on the right track.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you for calling. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, an organization specializing in life-changing nutrition education. You know, clinically, for the past 20 years, we are seeing more and more clients on thyroid medications. Some signs of low thyroid function are fatigue, migraine headaches, reoccurring viral infections, menstrual problems, high blood pressure, arthritis, and cholesterol dysfunction, and of course, weight gain. If you have symptoms, it is important to have your thyroid function checked. So if you have nutrition questions today, call us at 651-641-1071.
Worried that your cholesterol is a little high? Has your doctor suggested that you take cholesterol medication or change your diet? If you've decided to change your eating, Nutritional Weight and Wellness has a proven plan to normalize cholesterol numbers. After helping hundreds of people raise their HDL good cholesterol, lower their LDL bad cholesterol, and reduce triglycerides, they're confident diet is the answer. Their diet is scientific. It creates the results you want. The nice thing about their plan is that it's not a starvation diet, and you don't have to eat tofu. You will be amazed how effective nutrition can be in normalizing cholesterol. Even better, there are no side effects. You may also discover other benefits from this approach, such as increased energy and better moods. If you are ready to commit to an eating plan to manage your cholesterol, give Nutritional Weight and Wellness a call at 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. My name is Debbie Reeves, and I'm a nurse and a believer in the power of nutrition. Let me just tell you a couple of ways that nutrition has changed my family.
Tell us about
those. You got to stop me, Darby, if I just keep going. What brought us there was my husband's health, and as I said earlier, getting that corrected and taking him off all his medication and out of the danger zone was paramount. But what I forgot was, what about the rest of us? We were eating the same thing.
Okay.
And so then with my son, I have an autistic son who was having behavior problems, and pulling the sugar away from him in the morning and offering him eggs or protein drink, the behaviors vanished. It was a miracle.
He ate it, right?
Oh, Dar, I hear the blender going every morning. Okay. We have this little blender for the protein drink. Yes. And they like it. Mm-hmm. They absolutely like it. And you know, for Dar, for me, at my age, it's about feeling good and growing old gracefully.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's for everyone. I mean, I don't know. Of course, that's my age, too.
Well, you know, I did this perimenopausal nonsense. I mean, I was having hot flashes like 5 or 8 an hour. And then taking your classes, I mean, they're down to, what, between weeks and months.
And that's getting rid of the sugar again, isn't it?
Getting rid of the sugar and knowing what supplements are going to help me through this process. And even, like, as you see, I've got long hair, and I wasn't able to have long hair because it was so thin. And so now I'm letting it grow because of the protein. And my eyelashes, who'd think eyelashes could grow?
Wow.
It's just amazing.
It is amazing.
It's like a secret. And all you have to do is take a course and you'll learn all this. 2 hours, the length of a feature movie. And you can change your life and your family's forever.
So, you know, we have these 6 weeks classes, and they're 2 hours a night. And we have them in Chanhassen. We have them in Maple Grove, Wayzata, St. Paul, White Bear Lake. You know, we have great teachers. We really have great teachers. We have a complete instruction manual that goes with the class. We have great recipes. I think most of all, we have wonderful class members who share ideas with each other and support one another. So if you're wondering about the class, and if there's one near you, go to our website, weightandwellness.com, and just look at the location that fits your schedule the best. And if you happen to have Friday morning free, we have a wonderful class in White Bear Lake. And, you know, the caller talked about Wendy Kate Stancer. Well, she's mm-hmm. teaching the Friday morning one in White Bear Lake. And then we have a great class Friday morning in St. Paul. And I think Nicole is teaching that. And actually, we have a Saturday morning class. And I know in the spring, a lot of people take the Saturday morning class. When summer gets here, they're off to the cabin. But on Saturday morning and on the spring, it works great. And so if you have questions about our class, Lucy's at our office today, and she would take your call. It's 651-699-3438. So I think that's enough about that.
All righty.
So I don't know if we should take one caller, maybe.
Yeah.
And okay. So let's, Helen, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. I find your program very interesting.
Thank you.
A couple questions. How do I know if I'm gluten intolerant? And also, I thought that soy milk was better than dairy milk. So what's your comment? Is soy milk and TVP, or textured vegetable protein, bad or good?
Well, I think.
And why do you prefer whole milk over skim milk?
Okay. I think, Helen, if you'd asked me this question 20 or 25 or 30 years ago about soy, I might have given you a different answer. But now, because almost all soy is genetically modified, which means we don't know what that really is going to be for us. And it seems as though people are having a hard time digesting soy these days. And it's not a positive product any longer. So I think people, they have to really limit soy. And I don't know, Deb, did you used to eat soy? Because you don't eat, you know, like chicken and beef, but I know you eat fish, so you're not truly vegetarian.
Just a little tofu.
Okay. All right. So, you know, so I think soy milk is a pretty processed food, where real dairy, real cow's milk is not processed, especially if you get it organic and you get it in a whole milk, and if you can get it non-homogenized, it's even better. So it's a better product. But some people have dairy sensitivities. And also, and I think your other question is, how do you know if you have a gluten intolerance? Well, you know, we look at signs and symptoms. Now, there's certainly tests that you can take, but sometimes those tests aren't as accurate. You know, I always look at, if people are having a lot of digestive problems, you know, sometimes they know right away that if they eat bread, they have digestive problems. So that gives you a clue, you know, and so sometimes we just have people eliminate that to see how they feel. So what might make you think that you have a gluten sensitivity?
Well, I have irritable bowel syndrome, and trying to find out what's going on.
Yeah, and I think that's a good sign that you might have a gluten sensitivity. You know, the wonderful thing about nutrition is you can eliminate it for, say, 6 weeks and see if you don't feel better. And if you don't feel better, then you can say, well, that's not the culprit. But I think eliminating the gluten and eliminating the soy, and even possibly the dairy, and I bet your irritable bowel will go away.
Okay.
So, well, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
And we covered a lot of topics with that, just like that, didn't we,
Dale? Oh, the time is just flying by. But Dar, why do you think someone needs to see a nutritionist?
Well, you know, even if you know all the information, knowing and doing are two different activities. You know, I know I should work out a half an hour every day or more. And do I do it? Oh, I don't do it if I don't have a trainer. So, you know, making changes in the way you eat takes knowledge, commitment, and support. Eating styles and food choices are very intimate. That's an interesting thought. You know, eating behaviors based on person's current biochemical needs, you know, their genetics, their family training, their personal cravings. So all those things make nutritional changes very complex, you know, especially when people have health challenges. You know, people just, they don't fit a pyramid and they don't fit a box. People need their own unique nutrition plan to feel the best. So, you know, that's kind of why we look at, you know, the support that a nutritionist would give a person to help make those changes and support them through these changes and address all those unique needs that people have. So I think that we need to take a break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, last Wednesday morning, as I tuned in to Ian and Marjorie, I was pleasantly surprised to hear them discuss a new study that came out this week from the New England Journal of Medicine, which found antidepressants work no better than a placebo. You know, that placebo is that sugar pill for most patients. In fact, now this is what I loved. In fact, nutrition, exercise, and therapy were more effective. But it is sad to say that insurance does not cover exercise usually. Most often it doesn't cover nutrition. And on a limited basis, it does cover psychological counseling. Interesting fact, isn't it? So if you have questions, and we're going to get to more callers soon after the break, it's 651-641-1071.
If you're like me, you try to eat right, but the definition of healthy eating seems like a moving target. Should I eat low carb or low fat? The eggs and butter raise my cholesterol. Is coffee good after all? Don't rely on sound bites and infomercials for something as important as your health. You deserve recommendations based on biochemistry. Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering FM 107 listeners a complimentary e-newsletter that is chock full of nutrition information and tips. The Weight and Wellness Way newsletter provides sound information and practical strategies from a nutritionist's perspective. Learn a natural approach to healthy eating based on real whole foods you buy at the grocery store. All this, and best of all, it's free. To subscribe to this complimentary Weight and Wellness Way e-newsletter, go to weightandwellness.com and enter your email address. Then watch your inbox every month for nutrition news and special offers that will help you look and feel your best. For information on other services at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, call 651-699-3438. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I have some more questions for our nutritionist, Darlene Kvist. Dar, I know you work 60 to 70 hours every week, and I know that to be true because when I take those, when I'm sitting in there for those six-week courses, it's like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and you're heading out the door.
I know.
and you're creating additional classes, and you meet with clients, and you write articles, and working on recipes, and returning phone calls. Dar, what is your dream for weight and wellness?
Well, you know that the name Weight and Wellness actually has a mission statement attached to it. And as you know, I was thinking about this, you know, it's like 67% of the population is overweight. And because women, even if they're at a perfect weight, they will follow a starvation diet or a fad diet just to lose weight. You know, I want clients and listeners to start focusing on their wellness, you know, develop eating habits and lifestyle habits that support wellness. And then the magic occurs. They lose weight naturally. And we know it over and over. And we see this in our 6 weeks class. We see it as individual clients. You know, we know from a study that was done back in the World War II time, once a person follows a low-calorie starvation plan for a period of time, their metabolism slows and binge behavior starts. So all these low-calorie diet plans that are on the market right now do for people on a long-term basis is to create compulsive eaters with slow metabolisms. So as women, we constantly seem like we get the message that it is not okay to eat. You know, women go for hours and hours and hours without eating. So, you know, and that actually causes a slowed down damaged metabolism. So right now, one of my current projects is I'm developing a series of 20 to 24 little classes focusing on helping people support their metabolism, you know, and that's going to support their energy and it's going to support their wellness. And then guess what? After that, I'm taking a vacation.
Oh, well, a much deserved vacation.
So I know that we have lots of callers here. Okay. So we're going to take some of them. Georgia, you have a question for us? Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Someone had called, and somehow the conversation was about bread or recommendations. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned that rye or sourdough bread were what that caller should use. And I didn't know any more about, you know, you only catch pieces when you listen
yes.
to the radio.
You know, actually, what I was recommending is not to do any bread at all. No rye, no nothing, no wheat, nothing. And see if her digestive problems don't clear up. Because most breads have gluten in them, you know, unless you're eating like a rice bread or something like that. And honestly, they don't taste so good.
Well, I know you had said, for some reason, rye and sourdough, and I just couldn't, I'm a bread maker, I couldn't figure out why they would be any better than any other kind of bread.
Well, they, you know, not really, they're not. And I don't even remember saying that, but... You know, you could have heard it.
Oh, I did.
So I think it's better just to, for digestive problems, is just basically to eliminate those things.
Okay, and then one more quick question
sure.
I'll hang up is I like to flavor my olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if there's any, like, safe way to do that and how long you can keep it.
Well, how do you flavor it?
Well, with garlic or with herbs.
I think that's great. I mean, I don't think there's any problem with that because the olive oil will kind of preserve the garlic and the herbs. So I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for listening today.
Yeah, I enjoy your show a lot.
Thank you very much. So let's take another caller here. Colleen, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
Thank you. You have a great show.
Thank
I
you.
I was wondering what you think of using organic, unrefined coconut oil as a substitute for or as a spread.
I think that's great. And Deb's sitting over there shaking her head, yes?
Yes, yes. Excellent, excellent.
Okay, and it's okay to use it like as on your toast and things like that?
Oh, sure, that's fine.
Okay.
Sure. Yep.
Thank you very much.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Great listeners. Thank you very much. We're going to, Pamela, you have a question for us?
Yes.
Or you have a comment?
Hmm. Oh, hi. I love your show. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
I just had some remodeling done in my house, and I put in new engineered hardwood floors and carpeting, and it took about a month to put it all in, but shortly after that, within a matter of a couple days, I just got tremendously dizzy, and after I thought it through, after about a month of being dizzy and just feeling nauseous, I thought, well, maybe it's the fumes that have just flared up some allergies. So I did take my Allegra, and I've been on it for a week, and all the symptoms have disappeared, but now I feel like I'm kind of living in this harbor of toxic fumes, and how do I safely get off my Allegra and, you know, take other supplements or do what I need to do so I and the rest of the family don't react to these
residual
fumes?
I think one of the things that I've heard, and I, you know, and I'm not an expert in this field, but one of the things that I've heard is to actually, Deb, can you catch me if you're, I've got a cough.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's such a good, I'm so happy to be here today, and I know with the caller, I'm just going to have you hold on for just a second.
Sure.
And, you know, I want to tell everybody that, you know, why I'm here is don't wait for a medical crisis. You know, this is the only body you'll have. It's not replaceable. And you can live the best life you can by coming in and just attending one of these courses. You would be amazed. As I sit in the six-week courses, and I sit in from time to time, my favorite time is when someone has a light bulb moment and they realize a correlation between a food they've eaten and an ailment they have. And it's just amazing. And, you know, make this your month to say, I'm first and I'm going to take care of me.
So now I think I can answer that question. A little bit of cough here, but... You know, one of the ideas for you is to turn up your heat really high in your house and leave it on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what that does is it helps get rid of the toxins.
Okay.
But otherwise, you kind of have to be out of that environment, I think, for a while.
Okay, and just once the, you know, the weather gets warmer, I'll be able to air it out more, but I'm just kind of wondering how long they're going to stay around and when I can safely and what nutrition I can take or change my nutrition.
I think the number one thing is to get out of that environment.
Okay.
So thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
And Deb, will you kind of take us out and break?
Yes. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. In the United States, we are certainly in a healthcare crisis. I believe to prevent and avoid these chronic health problems, we must become students of nutrition. What we are eating, where the food is coming from, is there real honest research or is it a promotion from a food company? Very few dollars are spent on advertising broccoli, spinach, or even eggs, olive oil, or real chicken nuggets. A chicken nugget from a fast food company has 126 artificial ingredients. Oh, my God. Oh, my. 126 artificial ingredients. Well, so, they're not telling us that, Dar.
No. So we're going to take a break now.
Okay.
Ever find yourself asking, where did I leave my keys this time? How could I have forgotten that appointment? How will I ever get all this work done when I can't concentrate? Do you ever feel overloaded, like your mind can't keep pace with your life? We expect an awful lot of ourselves. No wonder our brains seem to shut down at times from information overload. Good mental functioning requires essential nutrients, especially good fats and protein. A diet high in processed foods and refined carbohydrates can leave you feeling scattered, forgetful, and mentally fatigued. You can improve your mental functioning simply by changing the way you eat. Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and individual consultations that explain how balanced eating supports memory, creativity, focus, and moods. You will learn which breakfast foods give you a power-packed start to your day, along with how to eat for long-term brain health. For information about classes or individual consultations, call 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. All right, Dar, we're winding down a little bit, but I do have another question.
Okay.
All right. Now, how and why are you so passionate about nutrition?
Well, you know, today I kind of feel an overpowering need to help educate people, basically, so they don't have to experience all these health problems from their food choices. One of the interesting facts is that 90% of your health is from your food choices and your lifestyle choices. And only 10 is from your genetics. You know, I believe, you know, if you've been listening, you probably would kind of think that there's a reason for me to do this. And I think I was directed from a higher intelligence to be dedicating my life to this. And, you know, my choice, my reason to be around is to educate people about good food choices. You know, this passion actually started, part of it, from my extended family. You know, we have the genetics to have strokes, heart disease, diabetes. And so when Barb and I put our classes together, we always ask the question, would my mother understand how to make this work in her life? Would she understand the concept and make changes? You know, we understand changes are difficult, especially food changes. You know, adults need to understand the reason for these changes, and then they need support. I mean, that's always, you need some support to do this all the time. Can't do it alone.
Well, Dara, thank God that you did make this decision, because where else would I have gotten this information? Where else would I have been able to change my family's life around?
Well, Deb, I really appreciate you coming in, and I really appreciate the wonderful results that Larry has experienced in his health, and you have. And, you know, it's been great having you here. Your website and phone number.
Okay, my website. It's not up yet, but it's going to be ababybib.com. And you can reach me if you're interested at 610-910-3378 or just email me. And let me spell that. It's ITSGABBY. It's Gabby at Comcast.net. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to make something for your baby.
And remember, food can be the problem or the solution.